Hi, this is Roger Hodgson from Supertramp. You're in the middle of the acoustic storm, and here's one of the songs I wrote for the band. Give a little bit.
Double. trouble, yeah. Forgotten what love is for. I should run on the double. I think I'm in trouble. Think I'm in trouble.
Into some trouble with a stripped-down version of that tune. Traveling with America on a horse with no name.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills.
La 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 Storm.
Shelters and accused. Everybody's looking for somebody's arms to fall into. That's what it is. That's what it is now. Here's frost on the graves and the monuments, but the taverns are warm in town. People curse the government and shovel hard food down. Lights are out in City Hall, the castle and the keep. The moon shines down upon it all, the legless and the sleepless. Cold on the toll gate where the wagon's creeping through. Cold on the toll gate, God knows what I can do with you. That's what it is. That's what it is now. Yeah, the garrison sleeps in the citadel with the ghosts and the ancient stones. High on the parapet, a Scottish piper stands alone. High on the wind, the Highland drums beat in a roll. Something from the past just comes and stares into my soul. Cold on a toll gate with a Caledonian moon. Cold on a toll gate, God knows what I can do with you. That's what it is. That's what it is now. What it is. That's what it is now. Songs in a wee wee house on Charlotte Street. I take a walking stick from my hotel. The ghost of Dirty Dick is still in search of Little Nell. It's what it is. It's what it is now. It's what it is. What it is now. Oh.
sailing to Philadelphia on the Acoustic Storm with Mark Knopfler. And what it is. Aerosmith has flown into the eye of the storm. In 1973, Aerosmith released their self-titled album that kicked off their career as one of the most spectacular rock bands of all time. Dream On, the haunting ballad that sounded pleasantly different than every other track, was one of the more standout songs on the record. But the song was written long before Aerosmith ever formed. In fact, the tune came to a teenage Tyler while playing the piano at home. Without knowing it, the future frontman was writing the theme to his very own self-fulfilling prophecy. You could say Steven Tyler was born with talent, and you wouldn't be too far off. His father studied music at Columbia University and at the Juilliard Conservatory, earning a living teaching music and performing at weddings, parties, and country clubs in the New York area. Steven recalls growing up as a son of a World War II veteran and working musician.
There was a grand piano upstairs in the living room, and I was put under the piano to fall asleep every night. So I heard Bach, Brahms, Beethoven, Debussy. My father tried to give me piano lessons, and I sat at the piano, and I started yawning. So my father bought me a set of drums, and I wound up playing drums in his band in the summertime. So I got the blessings of my mom and dad to do rock and roll.
One of the things about Aerosmith, as far as longevity goes, is that we've been able to be so different. Go from a song like Nine Lives into a song like Pink. Completely different. A song like Train Kept a Rollin' into Dream On.
No, it's true.
released as a single from their self-titled debut album, Dream On, Aerosmith in the Eye of the Storm, live and acoustic. Stick around, there's more acoustic rock straight ahead.